Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show by 70% Complete that is about me driving from one point to another and trying to get to the point. Today's episode, I looked back, and today's episode, I think, depending on how you count, is perhaps our 98th episode. Or it's more than that. Listen, we've been doing some experiments in the run of this show. But what I wanted to talk about today is, you know, 100 is a lot. How do I make this show? You may know the show. It's from driving from one point to another, and a lot of that has to do with just trying to fit this in into my day. But I kind of want to talk about why I'm making the show and how I make the show. The how part is pretty easy, actually. The show started with me using a pair of wired earbuds on my phone and talking into voice memo, and then I would export that voice memo as a readable file, upload it to the podcast thingy, and then we're off to the races. That was pretty easy. The only real hiccup there is voice memo on the iPhone, if I remember correctly, and it has been, we'll say, 75 episodes since I've done that. But I think voice memo does the weird thing where it outputs in a file that is not super friendly for a podcast host, so I had to convert it, which sucked. But here we are. Now, 75 episodes later, Point to Point is recorded in my car as per usual on my daily commute. And it is recorded also on the iPhone. I have added a video component to the show. For a while there, it was a completely video podcast. It wasn't doing it for me. So we stopped doing that. And now it has a video component, which is the shorts that I put out. If there's some nice snippets, which I doubt there will be from this episode, it will go out in a separate feed to like try to get people to join the show. Production-wise, though, the way that this show works is I still record it on my iPhone. I am talking to you through a Rode Wireless Go 2 lavalier microphone. And then the transmitter is plugged directly into my phone. I chat through the microphone because I can stick it right here on the seatbelt if you are looking. So it's great mic position, which is the problem I have whenever I wear this lav mic, is that there's never... You know, you get used to having a strap across your chest where you can just connect a microphone the way it ought to be. Not so usually when doing video stuff. But yeah, so I clip it on there and then it kind of goes straight into the phone, which is nice. I get the giant video file because I need the giant video file to pull out clips for the shorts. And then what I do is I have a shortcut that I run that strips the video out of... strips the audio out of the video, and then I can upload that to Captivate, which is the podcast host that we use at 70%, and then from there, it goes out to you kind folks, and then the next step there is I will take the video file that I have in vertical video format, available on youtube.com/theother30. And basically what I do from there is I will chop it down and edit it on the train into work. So I drive from point to point and then I ride the choo-choo train from point to point. And basically I can have the entire show recorded, uploaded, sent to podcast feeds, and then I will spend the next half hour on the train editing down the shorts. I'll usually try to get one or two out of an episode. It's been a little hit or miss here and there. And then basically I can push that out the same day and kind of schedule them out as I need to. And the whole process takes me about an hour, from, you know, sitting in the car recording to the moment that I have uploaded and finished the shorts. Yesterday the shorts took a little bit longer because, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to find the point that's worth putting out there. But that's generally the show. Production-wise, like I said, we use Captivate for the podcast host. I am just talking to you directly through the camera app. The camera app does kind of all I need. It's kind of the thing that I use to film almost all of my video projects as well. So like all the YouTube videos that you see on 70% Complete, that's all iPhone video, baby. And then let's see. I said the microphone. Oh, editing. I'm a crazy person. So like I said, the reason that this show is able to get done in an hour is that it's all done on the iPhone. So I edit the shorts in an app called LumaFusion, which is, it has two things that I love. Thing number one, it has a lifetime license fee. So you pay LumaFusion $30, I think, and you just get the app. There are subscriptions in there, but fuck that is what I have to say. I don't need any of those features, because the other thing that LumaFusion has is it's basically DaVinci Resolve, but on the iPhone. It's not quite as fully featured as DaVinci is, but I was doing this show in iMovie, like, not super long, because that shit sucked. And so LumaFusion is enough of a, like, fully featured video editor that, like, I could, if I wanted to, probably edit just a typical 15-minute video essay if I wanted to. It wouldn't be fun, but I could do it. And because the shorts that I do are typically, you know, they're usually between 30 seconds to about a minute, it's pretty easy to just slice up clips. I will, like, hand cut out silences, line stuff up. It has, like, a slight amount of, like, it has keyframing in it, which is a really useful tool for me. And I'm able to edit the shorts just on the fly, which is nuts. I think a lot of being able to be a content creator in the year 2026 kind of falls down to the tools have gotten so good that it's kind of incredible what you're able to do. Like, at least for me, like, what I'm able to do on a phone. This is not, you know, this is not 2011. This it's kind of amazing to me that I'm able to do that. So yeah, that's like the general production flow of the show. I think maybe the bigger thing, and potentially the less interesting thing for folks, is why I do the show. So if you haven't listened to the show and somehow you're, you know, here 8 minutes later, Point to Point is a show that I started about a year ago now. It might have been even less than that. But I started it because I have this time in my commute. And most of the content that me and Logan put out is, you know, bi-weekly at best. You know, my last two videos came out on February 18th and also July 29th, the year before. So, you know, video essays take time. They take a lot of thought. They take a lot of editing. So, you know, there's a lot of gap between that sometimes. And then on top of that, you know, this main 70% Complete podcast takes a lot of time and effort to build that stuff. And, you know, as a person, both of us with day jobs, you know, it's hard to find the time to get that stuff out when you want to. So my solution to that is we run a website. So I publish reviews, blog posts, wishlist posts, which there'll be another one hitting the feed tomorrow on a wishlist Wednesday, as they say. I wanted something else to, like, kind of build out this practice of getting stuff out and kind of challenging myself to push through, you know, push through content and try to, like, fill up a feed of stuff. And then the other part of it is, since I don't have a stream schedule, I think one of the things that I struggle with sometimes and would like to get better at is being able to carry on a thought and speak somewhat eloquently and intelligently for an extended amount of time. So I started this show before I was a co-host on the Content Mill, which has also kind of helped me, you know, formulate my thoughts and just kind of speak off the cuff on them. But I don't think I would be nearly as confident or capable of doing that stuff on something like the Content Mill if I hadn't started Point to Point before. And I think this is something that as still like a new content creator, I've been doing this for, we're rolling over the website for 2 years now, I think. And so the thing that I think about when I do all of this stuff is I want to do it for a reason, right? Like part of the work that I do is simply because I have to. Like in my heart, I have to make a video about Avowed because I think that there's some stuff that needs to be said about that game that, you know, people aren't saying. And I think it is useful and helpful to put your thoughts together, spend a lot of time on a project and put that out just to like help you coalesce your own thoughts on a thing, but also to share with the world because it's nice to share things and get feedback. But I think that it's kind of the same for this show, and it's kind of the same for the 70% show, and it's kind of the same for the website, is that each of these things are not, you know, I didn't make point to point because I saw a 15-minute short-form video podcast, and I was like, I could do that. I saw a short-form video podcast from a major creator and said, I can do that, but I want to do that because I can't do that right now. Like, I could do that. Like, I could sit down for 15 minutes and talk at a camera, but am I completely confident that I would be capable of doing that multiple times a week? Not really. But that is a thing I would like to be able to do. So let's start it. Like, let's see what we can do. Let's spin it up. And, you know, as the show has continued, the way that I've, you know, chosen topics to talk about, the things that are topics or are not topics, have changed over the amount of time. It used to be more of a reaction to, like, main shows. Oh, there's the train. Oh, it's the new one again. Yes. It's blue, white, and orange. So it's something that I intentionally do, where I sit down and say, okay, I want to learn how to do this thing. I want to be able to do this because I think it's an important skill to have. And since I don't have the ability to do that during the workday right now with, you know, interacting with chat or, you know, putting out more kind of off-the-cuff video stuff, this was kind of my format for that. Also, I think the video is unlisted now, so no one can see it. But when I did that playthrough of Wolfenstein, I felt pretty confident about being able to, you know, carry an hour or so conversation in that as we're reacting to things. There's one episode of that playthrough that was kind of the catalyst for Point to Point, and it's because I tried to very inorganically talk about a thing that I was liking that was tangential to the actual, like, Wolfenstein content, and I realized that I was doing such an awful job at it and kept doing it and, like, living in the cringe. And so I was like, okay, like, this is clearly a thing that I would like to do. It is an aspect of what I do for the show. It is an aspect of what I do for the other content I want to make. Like, I need to practice this skill. And really, like, if there is one point today's episode, I think... Well, there's 2 points. There's always 2 points. Point number one, like, that feeling of, like, recognizing that I am bad at a thing and I would like to get better at it, find that feeling. Like, live in that feeling. Like, feel the discomfort and, like, you know, reflect on it. Like, go back and think, like, okay, why am I feeling this way? What can I do about it? Is there a skill I can practice that will make that feel better? Because I think that is, like, where the real growth of the stuff that I've made has come from, has always been aware of my inefficiencies, which is an incredible thing that creative people are burdened with. And then trying to find ways to push and grow in those particular ways, because, like, you're not going to get to be a better creative person. You're not going to, you know, get to be a better creator. You're not going to get to be able to be a better writer if you're not catching on to that stuff. And then the second part is, you know, be open to those opportunities and continue to push for them. I think that we have, as creative people, we have the ability to make things. We have the beautiful ability to make things and then say that those things are dog shit. We have the beautiful ability to make things, say that those things are dog shit, and then talk ourselves out of practice. And, you know, I think especially in the internet age, it's pretty easy to make things, think that they're dog shit, push them out anyways. The audience responds and says, hey, this is dog shit. And you're like, oh, well, okay. Wisdom of the crowd, I guess. I'll never do that again. And my second point is you got to push through it because it's always going to be dog shit. Like when you start, like there will always be bad ones. I still think that this show is pretty 50-50 sometimes. I have become more ruthless in the past couple months of recording episodes, like getting them ready to go and then thinking about them at the tail end and saying, no, that's not the episode I'm putting out. I've abandoned probably just as many episodes as I've put out in 2026 of this show. Because, you know, my taste is refining. The idea of what I want this show to be is kind of changing. Like, I've nailed the production part, right? And the first 8 minutes of this video is explaining the production process of this and how I've got to that point. I feel real good about the production. There are some very minor things that I would change the production process of this, and most of them involve me sitting at a computer instead of doing it on my phone. This is sufficient. It works just fine for me. But now I'm like evolving the content. I'm thinking more about, you know, what are the episodes I want to put out? What are the things that I care about? And what is the ending feeling that I want you to have when you leave that episode? And for the most part, the games industry blows. Like, you know, there are good games out there. Good media is coming out all the time. The industry itself sucks. The people in it, who run it at least, broadly suck. Like, it is a hard show to talk about current events and hot topics like DLSS and not feel bad about it. And, like, not, you know, make you feel bad about it either. Like, and that's kind of the big struggle. There's so much bad stuff out there that, you know, do you really need another podcast that, you know, makes you angry? You know, and hopefully that's not what we do here. But I think there's certain constraints of current event topics mixed with the fact that I can't sit here with a pile of notes. I don't have headlines in front of me. This is, you know, me going through my RSS reader in the morning while I drink my coffee and trying to recall them 25 minutes to an hour later as I drive back. So, you know, it's not the most conducive early morning show. So we're evolving, right? I don't have any big news on that. You've probably noticed that there's a bit of an evolution as we go. I've been very cautiously referring to the show as an audio blog now instead of a morning chat show, which I think probably fits a bit more of what this thing is. But I think, like, ultimately, the reason this show exists, the reason I want to keep doing it is, this has been fun. At the end of the day, it's been fun to make this show. It's been fun to talk into a microphone about things that I care about. And it's been like a good time really figuring out, wait a minute, there's two trains. Hold on, folks. Baffled. Two trains. Never happens. It's been really fun to do this. It's been great to, like, do this show. It's been great to optimize the way that I put it out. It's been great to, you know, think more deeply about the content I want to put out. And I have noticed that the practice that I get in the show is helpful. And I think that, like, at the end of the day, as a creative, like, I love the production of things. And I love it when a good thing comes together. And this is kind of the perfect mix of that, because it's that dopamine hit of, you know, I put the show out once, twice, maybe even three times a week. Like, if I can put out one, two, or three things a week that makes me feel like I did a great job, then, like, hell yeah. Like, that makes the next big project easier to do, because at least I feel good about the things I'm putting out. And that's kind of what the other 30% is as a channel idea, is that, you know, I don't need all this stuff gumming up the works with the smart, erudite, you know, video projects. But, like, this stuff keeps me going. So thanks for hanging out with me. this turned into more of a retrospective on the concept of point-to-point as we approach 100 episodes than I had intended to. But thanks for listening. It's been wonderful. This show will continue. I've got some thoughts about where it goes next. But it's been a fun ride, and I really appreciate folks listening to it and building up the conversation around this show and some of the topics. Even though sometimes it is a little rage baity, I get it. But, you know, I'm a human being. I get mad sometimes, and I want to talk about it. So, you know, fuck AI, layoffs suck, seize the means, and go for a walk. I think that's a point, right? All right. Have a good rest of your day. We'll see you.